Welcome to The Digital Edge with Sharon Nelson and Jim Calloway. Your hosts, both legal technologists, authors, and lecturers, invite industry professionals to discuss a new topic related to lawyers and technology. You're listening to Legal Talk Network.
Welcome to the 178th edition of The Digital Edge, Lawyers and Technology. We're glad to have you with us. I'm Sharon Nelson, president of Sensei Enterprises, an information technology, cybersecurity, and digital forensics firm in Fairfax, Virginia.
And I'm Jim Calloway, director of the Oklahoma Bar Association's Management Assistance Program. Today, our topic is ABA Tech Show 2023, an interview with co-chairs Janine Lambert and Guy Sakalakis. Guy founded AttorneySync to help attorneys navigate the legal marketing cesspool. As a co-host of Lunch Hour Legal Marketing Podcast, he rants endlessly about coffee, stoicism, and yes, legal marketing. Perhaps more importantly, he's a grateful husband and dad. Janine is the executive director of Centers and Programming at Northern Kentucky University Salmon P. Chase College of Law. She oversees all law school centers, including the W. Bruce Lunsford Academy for Law, Business, and Technology, a law school honors program focusing on the intersection of law, business, and technology, as well as the Center for Law and Entrepreneurship, Law and Informatics Institute, a center for cybersecurity and data privacy, and more. She also manages all special events and programming, along with alumni relations and alumni programming. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you both. And I feel like I should add that I'm grateful that my kids are at school.
Thanks so much for having me. So glad to be here with you today.
Well, we're certainly happy to have you both. Tell us, Janine, what's your tech show backstory? How did you first start going and when, and what drew you back year after year?
You know, I'm kind of a tech show newbie, so I haven't been going for 21 years, like a lot of people. I think I've only gone for pandemic excluded, 5 years. And so a colleague took me, and the Lunsford Academy that I work with for law, business, and technology had always been involved and sponsored, and I just hadn't gone yet. So I went, and I had such a great time. It's so nice to go with someone who introduces you, and then you have these dinner opportunities to meet people. And I did so much in the hall conversations, we call it, that I missed a bunch of sessions I wanted to go to. So I've gone every year after since then and taken a big group of students, law students, with me as well. And they say that it's their best time in law school is that week in Chicago.
Who should go to Tech Show, Guy?
So really for me, anybody that has any interest at all in law practice and technology. So that's lawyers, it's law students, professors. I think it's if you're a technology consultant, if you're a legal tech founder, if you're a technology founder that's interested in seeing what's going on in legal. I mean, there's so much. That's the one thing that's amazing about Tech Show is that so many different people from the ecosystem of legal technology come to Tech Show. And so you get an opportunity to hear so many different voices with so many different experiences, whether it's solving problems in law firms, creating software solutions, implementing something legal tech in an access to justice context, or trying to solve some of our social issues, at least in part with technology. If you're interested at all in technology and the practice of law, come to Tech Show.
Well, we certainly second that, having been there so many years together, Jim. Janine, tell us why Tech Show is entirely in person this year when there are really a lot of conferences that are hybrid or entirely virtual.
You know, Tech Show was entirely virtual in 2021, and that was a great program. Gained a lot of new attendees, which is nice. In 2022, it was a hybrid in order to kind of start coming back and integrating that back in. And so we had the virtual component, and people liked doing both. But the same reason that I talked about why Tech Show kept drawing me back every year is, I think, the same for everyone else that we've heard from. So much happens when you're there. So many collaborations come out. There's so much excitement. You talk to people. Those hallway conversations I talked about, those are crucial to people's businesses. You know, they get ideas from there. They meet new business partners. My network expanded significantly after starting to go to Tech Show and meet people. So now I have a much more of a national and sometimes international network. And so that was what we heard from our attendees as we decided that that was such a critical part of the Tech Show experience that we would go with entirely in person this year.
What can people expect at this year's tech show, Guy?
Well, you know, I think both Janine and I, when we had the opportunity to start thinking about what our vision was for this year's show, it's really about creating space for a lot of the things that Janine just mentioned, but the spaces for conversations to really get attendees to be able to collaborate and talk about and solve the issues that they've got, to sit down with an expert. So we're carving out a lot of space for those kind of serendipitous interactions, because that truly is the value of an in-person show, right? I mean, we talk so much about how a lot of this stuff you can learn from YouTube or from an online experience. But the thing that you go to an in-person show for is those relationships, is those in-person meetings. And those relationships, you know, as both Jim and you and Sharon can attest to, they go beyond tech show, right? They are created and nurtured at tech show, but they're solidified even beyond the show itself. And so really trying to create a format for those kind of relationships and conversations to take place.
Before we move on to our next segment, let's take a quick commercial break.
Be the best resource you can for your Spanish-speaking clients with the Spanish Group's Legal Translation Service. Experienced translators ensure accurate translation of your documents with same-day delivery. Confidentiality is ensured, and the Spanish Group guarantees acceptance for certified translations. All that, and their rates are competitive. If you need other languages, the Spanish Group translates in over 140 languages. Mention Legal Talk 20 when you request your quote for 20% off your first translation. Visit thespanishgroup.org.
Delegate out those tasks that take up your time. Staffy can help you with your legal, administrative, marketing, and even client-facing workload. Hiring Staffy's top-notch bilingual virtual staff means Staffy does the recruiting, hiring, and training for you. Then, if you need a change, Staffy handles it. You get to concentrate on your strategic work. Schedule a free consultation at staffy.cc. That's STAFI.cc and get $500 off with code HAPPY24.
Welcome back to the Digital Edge on the Legal Talk Network. Today, our subject is ABA Tech Show 2023, an interview with co-chairs Janine Lambert and Guy Sakalakis. Guy founded AttorneySync to help lawyers navigate the legal marketing cesspool. As a co-host of the Lunch Hour Legal Marketing Podcast, he rants endlessly about coffee, stoicism, and yes, legal marketing. Perhaps most importantly, he's a grateful husband and dad. Janine is the Executive Director of Centers and Programming at Northern Kentucky University, Salmon P. Chase College of Law. She oversees all law school centers, including the W. Bruce Lunsford Academy for Law, Business, and Technology, a law school honors program focusing on the intersection of law, business, and technology, as well as the Center for Law and Entrepreneurship, Law and Informatics Institute, a Center for Cybersecurity and Data Privacy, and more. So, Janine, what are some of the things that people shouldn't miss at Tech Show this year?
I'll say one clarifying point there on my bio is that you can tell who is in academia and government work by the 29-word title versus someone who's an entrepreneur who knows how to shorten it and get to the point of the issue. So I apologize for that bio. Some of the favorites are getting to come back this year because we're entirely in person. So Taste of Tech Show dinners, Adriana Linares started these years ago when she was Tech Show chair. Taste of Tech Show is a great chance for people to break up into small groups and go out with speakers and have a fantastic meal in Chicago and talk really and get to know each other. And so this year we are trying to make sure and implement that new attendees or newer attendees get to go out, people who have been doing this for 10 and 20 years, and really kind of help them navigate Tech Show and understand all of the relationships that come out of that experience. So that's a definite don't miss Taste of Tech Show returning, because we haven't been able to do it the past 2 years. Another big favorite is the Startup Alley and Pitch Competition, which opens our Wednesday evening programming. And that's when you get to really hear from these amazing companies who are pitching their startups, and you know, and we put our votes in and see, you know, who's going to come out the winner and get a booth at Tech Show. They all participate in the expo hall for everyone to see afterwards. So that's really what's a beautiful thing about growing new entrepreneurs in the legal tech space. So those are my kind of definitely don't miss these things.
Guy, what are some new things at Tech Show this year that Janine didn't mention?
So I think for me, the thing that's always new is the tech, right? As Janine mentioned, you know, Startup Alley, there's going to be technology that, you know, might be first revealed at Tech Show. And then, of course, the exhibitor floor, there's always new stuff to learn. There's companies that you're familiar with, new features. So the tech itself is always brand new. I think the two big headline things that I would call out that might be a change for folks that have been coming to Tech Show for years are we're doing a Visionaries of Legal Tech panel. So we're going to have a conversation, big picture thinking, trends, insights about what's going on in legal technology. You know, I think there's been a proliferation of legal technology. There's a lot of money coming into legal tech. So a conversation about that. And we're going to be doing a conversation on the 5.4 regulatory changes that are, you know, have met some resistance, but are also, you know, sandboxed in many states. So that's another thing that I think is important for us to point out is that, you know, Tech Show, it really encompasses everything that relates to technology and law practice, including the regulatory environment, because obviously that impacts how we lawyers use tech, what's permissible on a state-to-state basis. And so, you know, some really big conversations, I think, if you're interested in those subjects, this will be new for you and something that we're really excited about.
Well, that was a great summary, Guy. So, Janine, now that we've revved them up, let's tell them how and when they can get registered.
Well, registration is live right now at techshow.com. So you can go today and get registered. We've already sent this out to, you know, people who have gone many years in a row. And so we're already getting registration. Early bird ends after January 18th. That's a fantastic discount. You definitely want to hit the early bird discount. And then we have additional discounts for professional affiliates, government, academic, law students, all those groups as well. So go on to techshow.com and look for your registration bracket.
Guy, how can Tech Show fans help make this next year a really great success?
Jim, I'm so glad you asked that question. Bring a friend, spread the word. I think, you know, in some respects, as there's been a lot more conferences in the legal space and the technology space, Tech Show, I think the folks that have been coming to Tech Show for a long time, we take it for granted we're going, you know, count me among those. But sometimes it's also really easy to be like, Tech Show's a great place to come see old friends. And I always tell people, I'm like, bring a friend, tell somebody that's never been to Tech Show. You know, every 6 months, there's a whole new crop of baby lawyers out there. And so get it on their radar. I think that's the best way folks can help Tech Show is just help spread the word and get everybody, all these people coming and talking about technology in Chicago in March. It's a great time, great city, and really looking forward to seeing everybody there.
That's really some good suggestions there, Guy. But I would add to that to, you know, spread the word on social media and so forth, which has become infinitely more powerful. So I love doing that just to give Tech Show an added boost. And the more people who do it, the more people know about it.
100%, Sharon. Grateful for your support.
And the more people that attend, the more fun we all have. Before we move on to our next segment, let's take a quick commercial break.
Welcome back to the Digital Edge on the Legal Talk Network. Today, our subject is ABA Tech Show 2023, an interview with co-chairs Janine Lambert and Guy Sakalakis. Janine is the Executive Director of Centers and Programming at Northern Kentucky University Salmon P. Chase College of Law. She oversees all law school centers, including the W. Bruce Lunsford Academy for Law, Business and Technology, a school honors program. Guy founded AttorneySync to help lawyers navigate the legal marketing cesspool. As a co-host of the Lunch Hour Legal Marketing Podcast, he rants endlessly about coffee, stoicism, and yes, legal marketing. Perhaps most importantly, he's a grateful husband and dad. Guy, what do you think new attendees should look out for or do while they're at ABA Tech Show this year?
Well, I think one of the first things I would tell new attendees is to get the app, and get a sense of all of the different programming that's available. I think that's one of the things that we hear time and time again from new attendees is that it's very, very overwhelming. And so spend some time actually planning your day. In terms of what to do, Janine mentioned get involved with as many different activities you can, even outside of the conference itself. So a Taste of Tech Show, keep your eyes and ears peeled for additional networking opportunities outside of the show, Startup Alley. I think really, if anything else, meet people. That's the biggest thing I can tell people that go to Tech Show. Don't just go there just to watch sessions. Get engaged. You know, introduce yourself, meet other attendees, walk up to faculty at the end of sessions and introduce yourself. The community is very embracing of new attendees and they want to get to know you. So don't be shy.
I couldn't agree more. And I've stressed over many years that the Tech Show faculty is the most welcoming faculty at any conference I have ever been to. They love for people to come up to them. They love to have people ask them questions. So you're right. They absolutely need to realize that they enjoy interacting with the attendees, which is a great, great thing for a conference.
Absolutely. Janine, do you have some tips about some favorite spots to hit while people are in Chicago?
I love going to Chicago. I've been going there since I was a kid. And it's fun because now I get to go pretty frequently for Tech Show and then our planning board meetings. And I bring my family with me. So if it's cold enough, I take my daughter ice skating by the Bean. She loves that. I take them to a Nutella cafe and you can get a little personalized jar for your family, which, by the way, is a liquid. So you cannot carry that on the plane. I learned the hard way. I'm a huge fan of Chicago food. So I take a group of my students to Sayat Nova, which is my favorite Armenian restaurant. And it's there in the city. Billy Goat Tavern is always a blast, if you just appreciate the old SNL episodes. And then you have to have your deep dish pizza. And I mean, everyone has their fan favorites, but I guess the top two popular in our group specifically are Illuminati's and Giordano's. So if someone has a different one they want me to try out, they can send that to me because I'm happy to experiment more.
Chicago is certainly full of good food, and nobody tell John, but one of his Christmas presents coming tomorrow, that's my husband, John Simic, is Portillo's hot dogs. A whole do-it-yourself package. So is that perfect for announcing that now?
Oh, my God. Good. That's the last time I went, I had the Chicago hot, the Portillo hot dog, and I have been chasing a Chicago dog since then. I'm just desperate to find it.
Order online. They'll ship it to you. It's great. A whole package complete with all the relish and the mustard and everything else is in there, the salt. So that's a great Christmas gift. That's my tip for this podcast.
We're going to have a new sponsor for this podcast, Sharon.
Yes, I think so. Well, it was wonderful to talk to you both. Thank you so much for joining us. We love Tech Show, Jim and I, just more than we can say. So it was wonderful to have the two of you on and to hear about the new things and the things we've always loved and just to talk about one of the best conferences we've ever been to.
Well, thank you so much for having us. Really, really appreciate it. And hope to see you at Tech Show 2023 in Chicago.
This was a blast. Thank you so much, Sharon, Jim.
Well, it sure was fun for both of us, too. And that does it for this edition of the Digital Edge Lawyers in Technology. And remember, you can subscribe to all the editions of this podcast at LegalTalkNetwork.com or on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoyed our podcast, please rate us in Apple Podcasts.
Thanks for joining us. Goodbye, Ms. Sharon.
Happy trails, cowboy.
Thanks for listening to The Digital Edge, produced by the broadcast professionals at Legal Talk Network. Join Sharon Nelson and Jim Calloway for their next podcast covering the latest topic related to lawyers and technology. Subscribe to the RSS feed on LegalTalkNetwork.com or in iTunes. The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by, Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, and subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer.